We are learning Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Nun Beis Ma Beis, and we are starting approximately 12 lines from the top, the middle of a line. Ahu Sarsia, which is a person who brews beer, the Kodesh Befruma de Shechra. He used to make beer out of dates, and these are the leftover dates that already you sapped out all the juice to make beer, and this is what's left. And he was Mekadesh Isha with this Pruma de Shechra. Now he worked for someone who owned the dates. He produced the beer, he brewed the beer, and then he got half the profits. So he took the dates, and he's Mekadesh the Isha with it. It's really not his dates, it's really the Baal Basa dates. Also Mari de Shechra, so the owner of the Sheikha of the beer came. Ashkei, he found it. He had taken the dates and given it away. Malaya, Malat Hesem and Harifa. Why didn't you give him the better ones? The ones that were more luscious, they were fresher. They weren't completely dried out already. Why don't you take those? Why don't you take the better ones? So what's the halacha? Does that mean he's maskim that he was allowed to take it or not? So also came to Rava. They came to Rava. Oma, he said, you don't say here, Loi omru klachet ziyafas elinyan chuma vavad. There's halacha, like we'll say in a second, by chuma, that if the Baal Bas comes and says, why didn't you take from the better ones? It means that he agrees. He said, should have even take the better ones? It seems like he agrees. But here, we don't say that. And the Gemara explains. First of all, brings a case by chuma. The Tanya learned by chuma. Ketzer omru term shleim edayta chumas chuma. What's a case where we would say, someone takes off chuma for someone else, shleim edayta, without asking him. And so in the Gemara in Bar Metzia, he made him a shliach. He just took from better stuff. That was the question. A person went to his friend's field, liket, and he took off tvua, took off fruit. The Talmud also shows he took off chuma without asking. If you worried about gezel, it's not chuma. It's not a chuma. It doesn't work. If it's not gezel, then it is chuma. How do you know if you should be chayish for gezel or not? This is the test. Harei shabav alba'is and matzuf. The alba'is finds him and says, "Omalei klachet ziyavas. Why didn't you take the better ones?" So in Nimsuga, Yafis Mahan, if he found better than that, Chumas Chuma, then it is good Chuma, because he's saying you should have took the better ones. So you see he's agreeing to it. Mlav, ain't Chumas Chuma, but if there's no better ones, then not Chumas Chuma. What he means to say is, like, you took the best ones. Like that's why it's a chash from Gezel. Because like Rav says, the hash the vadach kamala, this is what he's telling him. And Matasa, oh Yafis Mela, you would have taken even better ones if you would have had better ones. You would have stolen even better ones. So that's a test to see if he agrees or not. If there are better ones, then you see that he agrees. But with no better ones, what he means to say, klachet ziyavas, means in a sarcastic way, saying, you would have took even better ones. And then the Braisa says, if the Bailam was helping him out, doing the chuma, because obviously he agrees, means, so you see by chuma's idea of called klachet ziyavas, if you find better ones, then it is a chuma. So here also, if he said, you should have took the better dates, so here it sounds like he agrees. So it should be a kedushin. But here you don't say that. Here it's atz kisufa. And like Rashi explains, that by chuma, you have to take of chuma anyway. So there, the shah was the better ones or worse. So there, that's a good test. But here, who said he agreed that you could take it at all? I saying should have better ones. He was just embarrassed. Like once you took my money already, you stole my money, you should have gave the isha like a little better portion. You know, I don't agree with the whole thing, but you should have took a better portion. And therefore, you don't say here that it's a good kedushin because it was stolen goods. Because here, that he says you should have took better ones is not a raya that he agrees. It could be it's because he's embarrassed. Zok the new mishnah. A mekadesh bechelkoy, a koyin who's mekadesh with his chelik that he split up with the kahanim. The halacha is that the kahanim eat from the carbon. They eat by carbon chatas. They're the only ones who eat it. They eat in da'azara. That's kachik kadashim. And kachim kalim, which is like a shlamim, they get the chaz of a shaykh. There's a certain part that they get. And they split up to the kahanim. So this kohen took that chelik, and he was mekadesh isha with that chelik. Bein kachik kadashim, bein kachim kalim, ainu mekadeshes. The halacha is, sayiv it's kachim kalim, sayiv it's kachik kachim, it's not mekadeshes. It's not mekadeshes because it's not considered his money. And even though you could sell it, maybe, but you're not allowed to, there's no tovus hanoh, you're not allowed to sell the right to give it to someone. And therefore, like Tosfos explains, it's not, and it has no value, and it's not mekudeshes. It's not considered your money. It's considered the moment gavaya. It's considered the moment of from kabbalas, and therefore, it's not a good kedushin. It's not a good kedushin, and this has to be eaten dafka. Another difference in kachim kachim is dafka eaten in the azara. Masha'inkin, Kachin Kalim can be eaten out of the Azara. And Akadikach, Kachin Kachin that's brought out of the Azara is actually possible by Yaitse. Back upon him, so here, the it's not a good Kedusha. Now, L'chairo, the Isha cannot eat Kachin Kachin because it's only eaten L'zcharim Levad, but she could pass it on to someone else and maybe it would have value. Kamash Lawrence ain't him a Kedushas. But Maitzah Sheni is the first and second year of Shemitah and the fourth and fifth year. They take off another 10%. Besides the 10% Maaseh Rishon, they take second 10% as Maaseh Sheni, which is supposed to bring up to Yerushalayim to eat. And then the other years is Maaseh Ani. So Maaseh Sheni is Machlokes, we'll see in the Gemara, but it's Mamun Gavaya, Mamun Hedit. So here, the Rameir says, Bein Shogimir, Maaseh Loi Kiddush Rameir. Rameir holds Mamun Gavaya, and therefore it's not Kedushin. Rudaimer, Beshogimir Loi Kiddush, we'll see why in the Gemara, but Maaseh Kiddush because it's Mamun Hedit. Another machlekes are mishto v'hektish. You mekadosh with hektish, but meizik kiddush. If we did meizik, it's kiddush shogel like kiddush. If we did by mistake, it's not kiddush. The Rav Meir, Rav Yudaim, the opposite. The shogel kiddush meizik like kiddush. And again, we have to see tomorrow what the biar machlekes by hektish. We have three parts of our mishto. The first part of mishto is mekadosh v'chelkoi. There, it's your portion of your kachik kailam or kachik kachim that the kohen is going to eat. He's mekadosh a lady with that. That's einam mekadoshes. Then we have a case of Maaseh Sheni with Machlokes, and which is a Hektish with Machlokes, which will be a discussion starting that from the Gimel and Beis. We'll discuss Maaseh Sheni and Hektish. But first, we'll discuss the first two lines of our Mishnah of Mekash B'chelkoi being Kachin Kadoshim, being Kachin Kalam, and Mekadeshah. So, what does it say in our Mishnah? The Kachin Kalam are not considered your money. Name of us is like Rabbi Zaglili. May our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Zaglili. The famous Rabbi Zaglili holds that Kachin Kalam is considered Mamon Hedit. And we know that there's no Shavuah or carbon Shavuah on Hektish. But basically he holds there is a carbon shvuah if someone swears about kachim kalam. Because he holds from a pasuk that kachim kalam to the yom amin, the time of the braisa. Umala mala b'ashem, loshem b'ashem, l'rabes kachim kalam. This is the parasha of the asham for a shvuah sapakadon. And it says b'ashem. So b'ashem is marba kachim kalam, shehim memayna, sid yom amin. So the kasha is, if it's your mom, so why can't the kasha issue with that? And for the Gemara, filter is like Lili, Kikom Rezi Lili Machayim. It's only when it's still alive. I'm makdish a carbon for kachim kalam. It's considered my money. And therefore, if someone steals it, and then someone swears they didn't steal it, you have an usher on that, because it's considered my money, calls Maas Machayim. Once they shecht it, and they makrib the imurim, and they shritz it down, then that the kayin gets the chazav a sheik from that shlamim is definitely hektish and it's not mamayna. Aber acha shchita loy. My time is kozachu m'shulchan kavaya kozachu. The kahanim azoyche from shulchan kavaya from Hashem's table kaviyachol, and therefore it's not considered your mom. Dekanami, the Mishnah doesn't say mekadosh with a kachim kalam. This is bechelkoi. Dekanami telling mekadosh bechelkoi. Being kachim kalam kadosh already know. You see, we're talking about the chelik after it's geshachtin. That's the chelik that you mekadosh. So that you tried to be mekadosh the isha with was the chelik that was after the shechita and after the zrika and after the akrovas murim. That's the chelik that you tried to be mekadosh with. And there, the halacha is mshulchan kavaya kozachu, and it's not considered your money to make kedushin. Tan Rabbanan. Now let's discuss this halacha again of mekadosh bechelkoi being kachim kachim being kachim kam ein mekadoshes. Tan Rabbanan. Lacha p'tir rosh Rameir. After p'tir of Rameir, who is a big Ba machlekes of Rabbi Yehuda, Amalem Rabbi Yehuda le Tamidim. He told his own Tamidim, "Al yikonsu Tamidim Rameya lekan. Don't let the Tamidim of Rameya come into my Beis Medrash. Why? Pishakatronimim. They just want to start up. They want to ask questions of me. Shakatronimim lelumay tayreim. I'm not coming to learn tayre. Lekabuchinim alachas. They're trying to chat me off with halachas. They're trying to slug me up. Lekabuchinim alachas neimbam. Ma'isa dochach sumchas. Sumchas, who was a Tamid Rameya, pushed himself inside. Benichnas." And he came in, Omalahem, and he told the assembled crowd by Rehudah's Hamidim, Kach Shanali Rameya, I'm a Kaddish Bechelkoi. Someone makes a Kedushin, a Kayim makes a Kedushin with his Chelik that he has from the Kabbanis that he has to eat. Bein Kotche Kadoshim, or Bein Kotchem Kam, Loi Kiddush. Say if it's Kotche Kotchem, like a Chata, so Asham, or a Kotchem Kam, which is Shlomim, Loi Kiddush, not a Kedushin. So cause Rehudah Aleim, Rehudah got angry. Omalem, Loi Kach Amart Lechem, Adi Kotchem Tamidim Rameya Kam. Didn't I tell you not to let Tamidim Rameya inside? Because they tried to get me angry. They're coming just to slug up my halachas. And what's the problem with what Sumcha said? How is it possible to mekash b'kachik kachim? Like we said before, kachik kadoshim has to be eaten in the azara, and it can't be taken out of the azara. So the isha has to go into the azara to accept the kedushin. And the Gemara asks, isha b'azara minayin? How can isha be in azara? So Rashi learns. Zok Rashi, It's possible to go there as a noshim. When noshim zog Rashi, ainich noshes law. Kedatam ba obis hatuma perikamis as a kelim zog Rashi that noshim are not allowed in the azara. Frank Tosfos, there is no mishnah like that. There's no mishnah like that. The mishnah says hachel mekudesh amenu shein tami meis nichlasham l'malam eno ezus yisrael shein mechusa kapurim nichlasham. But doesn't say where a lady can go into the azara. And even more, he says, you find the lady goes into the azara by a saita, by a nazira. So what are you talking about? Of course, a lady goes into the azara. Zog Taisvis, the Ogs of Rashi, he holds what the Gemara means to say is, V'chi'isha ba'azara l'skadish menayim, it means not regilus to go accept your kedushin in the azara. You don't go into the azara for no reason. It's a v'zayim. You go into the azara to accept kedushin. That's not what you do. And therefore, it's a mitzvah shchicha. And therefore, why are you talking about your case? And that was the taina of Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yesi, Rabbi was Talmud Rameyer, Rabbi Yesi, Yemru Meir Shachad, Rabbi Yehuda Ka'as, Yesi Shasak, would say that Rameyer died. Rabbi Yehuda is angry, and Rabbi Yesi to be quiet. Divrei Torah, what's going to be with Divrei Torah? What's going to be with answering the Torah? So he says, you know what, it's the gay, this halacha of Mekash Kotcha Kodashim. Basically, Yehuda's question was, what's in the gay tell me halacha, the Mekash Kotcha Kodashim? It's impossible, the Isha's not going to be there. So, Dr. Abyeisi, of course it's possible. I'll tell you it's possible. V'chiyena adam also l'kabagushin l'bita ba'azara. A father could be l'kabagushin for his daughter, who's a nairo aktana in the azara. That's the case. And used kachim kachim. So it's possible kashi isha through the father. And the father could come into the azara. And another question. V'isha suya l'aslo shliach l'kabagusha ba'azara. The isha cannot make a shliach to go into the azara. V'oid. Let's say she pushes herself in and accepts kedushin. Do kedushin. It's the gay. What the halacha of a kedushin? Let me see something wrong going to the azara. But what's the halacha of a kedushin? So it's very negaya. It's very negaya. This halacha, and therefore it could have a mishnah with this halachas. Zok Tamar Vayter Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Eimer. Rabbi Yehuda says, what's the halacha? Mekarish bechalkoi bein kachukash bein kachukalim mekudeshes. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer mekudeshes. That means Rabbi Yehuda argues on a mishnah holds you could be mekadesh bechalkoi. Now, as an aside, you can ask, Rabbi Yehuda said it's not negayah. Well, so why is he saying halacha? So the Rosh Hashanah already speaks out in the Gemara before that Rabbi Yehuda understood that it's possible to say Rabbi Yehuda's terutzim that was a father or this, but he thought that Sumchus is coming to Lekanta. That's why he acted so strongly and asked so strongly on Sumchus's words. So the Rabbi says, Rabbi Yehuda says mekudeshes, Rabbi Yehuda says mekudeshes. So what's the biyah machlekes? Or Rabbi Yehuda m'shtei mekra echad darshu. It says in the pasuk, "V'zei lechav mekayish hakadoshim min ha'esh." It says in the pasuk that this goes to the koyin min ha'esh, and it talks about there the chaz of a shayik and kachukachim and all different halachas. What the koyin gets? It says the pasuk, "V'zei lechav mekayish hakadoshim min ha'esh kol kabanu chamuchasim chachadoshim get the chatas to asham." Talking about kachukachim in this pasuk, and it says in the pasuk, "V'zei lechav mekachukachim min ha'esh." You get the kachuk hakadoshim from the ha'esh. So in this pasuk, the machlekes is hadarshin over lecha. Rabbi Yehuda himself lecha lecha tzarcha. You use it for yourself for any tzarchem, including kedushin. Rabbi Yehuda is over keish. It's like eish, mina eish, ma eish. Just the eish mizbeich is lachila, is to consume it. Afu nami lachila. He also has a din that he can take this kachim kachim, the chadas, the ashim to eat, but nothing else. So that's the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda. On Rabbi Yehuda, nimnu v'gamru, the bismarish got together and roiv of the base marriage held like Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda was chayzer. And Rashi says that he was chayzer. Because of him, the gomer ulay made him a kadosh. They were all chayzer. But Rav Amano, I die in the machlekes. It's still machlekes. So Rashi loy omdu l'minyan v'lechazer by Ruda. They never went to account, and he never was chayzer. He holds still a machlekes. And then the next morning we'll discuss charging a ride to Rabbi Yechanan that lekuli alma moida that it's enoy mikudashes. At the end of the day, the Uchayze, the Kuyamayde, and the Mekdesh, that's the next tomorrow's Raya, which will continue on the next Shir, Mitzvah, on Daphne and Gimel.